today. Give her a nice hand of appreciation. Yes. You have a lot to say in 5 minutes, so I'm not going to say anything further. So you tell us your story, Reader's Digest version.
All right. Well, I want you to know I've given this talk to the Lord, so whatever comes out of my mouth, hopefully is from the Lord. I first met Dell at Olympia Lacey Church of God. I was going through a rough time. My husband had left me, and I had decided to stand for my marriage, which is a concept where you give your marriage to the Lord, you stand for your marriage, and you have your pastor support that stand, and you pray and give it to the Lord, and expecting that person to get right with the Lord and to come back and to have a happy Christian marriage. Anyway, I didn't have a pastor that would stand with me. The pastor at the time told me, get on with your life. You don't need to do that. And so I had a friend, Marge Edwards. Some of you know her. She was working at Kittyland, and that was my connection to Olympia Lacey Church of God. It was Kittyland. My children were going there to preschool. So she suggested Dell, and I think at that time, I had heard eventually that you were thinking about starting a new church. And we were on the steps of OCOG, and that's where I met Dell. And we briefly talked to each other, and then I didn't see him for a while. Well, I am a loyal church goer. I've been involved in the Christian church, evangelical Christian church, forever. I have a degree from an evangelical Christian church college. And so for me to make a break from a church I've been in forever, it had to be a big deal. And I made that break. And I'm so glad I did. I met Dell, and I started the travel with him and God in 29 years ago, 88, whatever it was. And I've truly been blessed. One thing I found was that Dell really took an interest in me as a person. And he's talked about that personality thing, TJTA, I took it. All these other things. I found out a whole lot more about myself as I'm on my journey. And yes, he did stand with me for my marriage. But God said no. And I'm so sure glad he did. Because of where I have ended up. But I think in my walk with New Hope, I've been able to interact with people more on a Christian level. I had never had anybody come to church because of me. And Glenn mentioned Jean Pfaff last week. And oh my gosh, that's right. She was my neighbor. I invited her to church. And I had forgotten that she had influenced Glenn and Barbara. And there have been some others. And it's truly been a blessing, but the relationship, not just with the relationships, not just with people, but with my Lord Jesus Christ. And I have gotten closer. I have realized his sovereignty. I am totally dependent on him now. And I am truly, truly, truly blessed by all of you, and truly blessed by Dell and Mary Ann. And just my relationship with Jesus. And I think that's happened on a more personal basis because we're so small. And Adele's sermons go right here. They go right into your heart. And God uses those sermons, and he brings changes about. It's taken him a long time for me to get to where I am, for God to get me where I am. And I was single for 22 years after God said no. And he said, I'm single for 22 years? but God got me ready for Milo. And it took a long time, but I'm the person I really like now. And it's all because of God and my precious relationship with this church and each one of you. And you are all here this morning for a reason. You are here because God wants you here. And I've truly been blessed. And I do have to say one thing. I taught and taught and taught and taught and taught the first part, many years of New Hope. I was always a teacher, like Mary Ann has been, in the church I taught. And also, I can't say enough how Del's been there for me. I remember I was going through some really tough times, and I had a court thing, and I didn't have anybody, I didn't feel, and I walk into the courthouse and upstairs, and there he is, sitting on the bench waiting for me, and I did not know that. And he looked up our case and checked it out, and there he was. And so I truly thank New Hope. I thank each and every one of you for being a part of my life. I thank Della Mary Ann for the leadership. And most of all, I thank my Lord Jesus Christ for bringing me into this church. I have no desire to leave. No desire to leave. So you're stuck with me. And like I said, I haven't said, but when I met Milo, I said, well, Milo, you're just going to have to go to church with me if you want a life with me, and it's going to have to be New Hope Christian Fellowship. And you know what happened. You know the rest of the story. So thank you very much. Did I use my 5 minutes? Okay. I am a talker. I talk to the checkers, you know, in the grocery store. I talk to strangers on the street. But that comes from being a teacher forever. Okay, I guess I'm supposed to pray now. Heavenly Father, we come to get before you with thanksgiving in our hearts, Lord. Thanksgiving for this beautiful earth that you've created for us. Help us to see that beauty, dear Lord, all around us, especially in the colors of the flowers. They're so amazing, and they're your colors. Thank you, Lord, for life. Thank you, Lord, for the freedom to be here to worship you. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to share our faith so that others may get to know you. Thank you, Lord, for answered prayer, prayers that we don't see answered yet, but prayers that you are working on. And thank you for answered prayer, Lord. We need to have an attitude of gratitude towards you, Lord, and help us to do that. Lord, my heart is burdened right now for little Reese. It's been burdened all week, and I've been praying for her fervently, and I'm sure others have too. And Lord Jesus, we just ask you to wrap your arms around her. Help her to feel your personal touch. Take away her pain, dear Jesus, and fill her with joy. Help the doctors do what they need to do in the most gentle of ways. Be with her family. Bless them, Lord, and give them assurance and peace that she's going to pull through this and she's going to be absolutely fine. This won't even be a memory in her little life later on. She is so young. But Lord, do wrap your arms around her and each and every person who is affected by her ill health right now. And those that aren't directly, help us to pray for her fervently. Dan Scribner said that her counts came up when he put a request out for prayer. And Lord, we know you answer our prayers. Each and every one of us sit here knowing that you answer prayer. All we have to do is take the time to pray from our hearts and our spirits and to let you reign in our lives. Lord, we give our nation to you, our president to you, the craziness of everything that's going on to you. We ask you to intervene, dear Lord, but we know you are sovereign and that you have a plan. Help us to believe in that sovereignty, dear Lord. Help us to be totally dependent on you and to know that your will is being done. Be with Del this morning, dear Lord, as he shares the sermon. Open our hearts, open our ears, open our spirits. Help us to take each and every word that he says to apply to our own lives. Open our eyes, Lord, so that we can see you. Help us, Lord, to be a blessing to others this week. And again, I lift up Reese to you and put her in your arms. In Jesus' name, amen.